time now for your comments. There were dozens of responses to John Ridley's essay, which criticized the viewing platform at the site of the World Trade Center. In that essay, Ridley said, "There's something absolutely ghoulish about making the trek to Lower Manhattan, putting up the same effort you would to catch a Broadway show, just to see the remains of the terrorist plot." Most of you disagreed. Here's a sampling.
My name is Hope Winsboro, and I live in Lower Manhattan. I, too, have been surprised and somewhat taken aback by the tourists who began pouring into my Tribeca neighborhood just weeks after September 11. I would hear them ask where they could go to get a better view of the former World Trade Center site. It's easy to look at the attraction of Ground Zero as a testament to morbid rubbernecking. But I think it's also too easy to dismiss so many people's knee-jerk desire to make this odd pilgrimage. It's important to have a visceral experience that's not translated or analyzed or rationalized or politicized or filtered by others.
My name is Mark Meyer, and I live in Honolulu, Hawaii. I work near Pearl Harbor. I see hundreds of people, yes, tourists, line up daily to visit the sunken ship lying in state below the monument. It is a quiet, reverent experience. It is not morbid curiosity that brings these people, and the tears people shed are real. I, like so many other Americans, look forward to visiting the site of the former World Trade Center and long to get that sense of connection.
I'm Susan LaScala from Gill, Massachusetts. When I visit New York City in March, I plan to be there too, in silence, on the platform with whomever happens to be there at that moment. For me, standing on that platform may be the only way to keep the anger alive, the feeling that allows someone who considers herself a pacifist to send our troops overseas.
My name's Bill Collins from Newark, Delaware. My wife and I visited New York between Christmas and New Year's. After our return, we were constantly asked, "Did you see Ground Zero?" And the answer was no. Our acquaintances seemed to assume the whole purpose of visiting the city now would be to go to that block. But my wife and I both had strong reservations about showing up in the role of tourists at the site of a disaster. The whole idea of lining up to gawk at a scene of devastation seemed to us to be voyeuristic and not in very good taste. Thanks to Ridley for voicing the alternative viewpoint.
My name is Cynthia Robinson. I live in Monroe, Connecticut. September 11th didn't just happen to those who lost someone. It happened to all of us. And perhaps somewhere in our unconscious, we need to connect to those who did lose someone. For many, that means waiting in line, holding a ticket. There is no gravestone to visit. There was no funeral. There are only the ruins and the fragments of people we never knew, but perhaps wish we did.
Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.